Turn now to Jack Schneider, who campaigns for John Kerry and the Democratic Party in Oakland County, Michigan. He's also a high school English teacher there and joins us from his home in Milford, Michigan. Mr. Schneider, thanks very much for being with us.
Oh, you're very welcome.
And what are the range of things that you do as a party activist?
Well, I'm a precinct delegate. I am a member. I'm Oakland County chair of the Michigan Volunteers for John Kerry. I'm a member of the executive board of the Oakland County Democratic Party. I'm also a member of the executive board in the 11th Congressional District. I'm a delegate to the state convention, and I'm a delegate this year to the national convention in Boston.
So when people use the phrase mover and shaker, do you consider yourself someone who moves and shakes?
No, I think of myself more as a person that's interested as an amateur, as a volunteer in politics, and I don't believe I have any real power. I'm in it because of what I believe in, what I want to see happen for our country.
What are you and other volunteers around you doing to try and get John Kerry, your man, elected president of the United States?
Right now, we're chiefly involved in voter registration, voter identification, trying to raise money for John Kerry, and also setting up house meetings where we can get more people informed about the campaign and hopefully activate them and get them going too at the grassroots level.
Now tell us a bit about these house meetings or house parties, if you please. We spoke with Mr. Merchant, of course, in Grand Rapids, who they got a phone call from Dick Cheney. I'm wondering what your house meetings have been like.
Yes, they have.
I assume Mr. Cheney would probably not ring you folks up, but I wonder if anyone else has.
No, but we do get calls from John Kerry at our meetings, and he's encouraging and sometimes talks about the issues and congratulates us for our activism in the campaign.
How important is money, Mr. Schneider?
I'm sure you're not talking personally here. Of course, personally, I could always use more. I guess that's true with John Kerry. Of course, most of the people I know aren't the big spenders. Mm-hmm. They're the people that might be able to give the $5, the $10, the $20, and that adds up. And so that's what we're working on in my particular area.
How do you help register people to vote when you find out they're not registered?
I carry with me at all times a briefcase, and in that briefcase I have registration forms. I give it to the person at that time if they tell me they're not registered, and I volunteer after they filled it out to take it to the township clerk or to the appropriate place and make sure that they are registered that way.
Mr. Schneider, let me ask you this in conclusion, a supposition. Let's say that I run into you in a Target store. Maybe I shouldn't use a brand name, but there you go. And you've got your John Kerry button on in your lapel.
Mm-hmm.
And I say, oh, wait, I'm double parked. My wife and child are outside. I've just got 15 seconds. Why should I vote for your man? What would you say?
I'd say, is your life better now than it was 4 years ago, just before President Bush came into office? If your life isn't better now, that's one reason right there why you ought to consider John Kerry. I'd also ask them about their feelings of our young men and women being killed in Iraq and what they think should happen there. What is our plan to get out of that? If you don't feel confident in the plan that George Bush has, then perhaps you better take a good look at John Kerry.
Jack Schneider teaches English at Churchill High School in Livonia, Michigan by day and gives his spare time to the Michigan Democratic Party. Mr. Schneider, thanks very much for speaking with us.
I'm very pleased to have had a chance to talk to you, Scott.